Genesis reveals the key spiritual characters of the Bible story. Let's get it right. We must coherently answer the following questions. Why is God, Elohim, in the seven-day creation week, solely mentioned 34 times in Genesis 1 and 2? Why does the plural Elohim always take a singular verb? Why is our plural image likeness used twice in Genesis 1 verse 26? Why is Yahweh Elohim solely used 11 times in the narrative of the creation of the man and woman in Genesis 2? Some theologians say there are two authors for Genesis 1 and 2, but all scripture is given by inspiration of God, 2 Timothy 3. Genesis gives clues to the answer. Be fruitful and multiply, plural. Man and woman shall be one flesh, singular.